This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name's Luke Johnson, I'm from South East London, and I'm doing the electrical course.
Welcome to T4TS Radio, and today we're joined by Luke in the Southampton Practical Training Centre. Hi Luke, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Right, Luke, could you just give us a little bit of a heads up on what you've been doing in your career up to date, mate?
I left school, I did my A-levels, got ICT A-levels and that. Decided wasn't working in an office wasn't for me, so I went into a trade, which was landscaping. I spent 2 years studying that, and then another year doing labouring for that, and then now I'm at the level of supervising landscape sites.
Okay, and so what brought you to train for trade schools then?
I just wanted another career that went further, because I've pretty much gone to the highest I can go with my landscaping at the minute. The only next stage from that would be is running my own company, and I don't want to do that, whereas doing the electrical course is giving me a whole new career. I can go a lot further with it. It's better pay, it's indoors, so it's a lot warmer. I can also go on my own and do it, but it's just a lot more options in the electrical industry than there are in the landscape industry.
But do you think there's a possibility where the two could join together, whereby some of your landscaping friends might need an electrician as well? Would that work for you?
Yeah, that will work, because we do already have an electrician there, but the work's so limited, there's not much he can really do. So he has his own company anyway, so he only comes out once a month to see us and do his bit.
All right. So, and you need a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
Indeed. And so what brought you to train for trade skills itself? How did you find the company?
I saw it on the internet. Then I got all the information sent through to my house. It sounded good. Had the tutor come round to my house. He explained it in more detail for me. Then I had about a couple of days to think on it, and then I decided that I was going to take it up and pursue that career.
Okay, mate. So tell us about your practical training. You're down in Southampton. How's it going?
It's going well, especially after doing so much theory. It's good to finally put all that theory into practice and start, ironing out the kinks and getting it all correct.
And do you think the work that you've been doing, you've obviously seen electrical work done in the landscaping area, has any of that sort of thing helped you with the practical training, because you've got a little bit of an advance on anybody else?
Yeah, it has, because when the electrician comes in, I do just sit on his shoulder and watch what he's doing, asking questions.
Do you go pretty poly, I'm a Barrett?
No. just asking him questions, trying to back up my theory, which is, I suppose it has given me a slight advantage.
All right, so you've actually been sort of practicing what you've got in the theory side of it and bouncing that off a qualified electrician.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned a couple of times you want to change direction. So what's the real aim once you've qualified and done the course? What do you want to see in the long term as your career?
Probably join a large firm, do it with them for a few years, and then maybe look into the possibility of setting up on my own.
And what do you think is, say somebody's listening to the programme now and is thinking of going into the trades, what sort of qualities do they need in terms of, working outside, working inside, hands-on, getting dirt under your fingernails? What are the things that they must think about that they're going to have to go through if they want to succeed like you are?
Got to have good practical skills, I guess. Got to have good customer service skills. That's going to come into it at one point. Be able to learn and adapt to all situations, I guess.
Indeed so. Well, listen, Luke, whichever way it goes for you in the long term, working for a company or having your own business, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you. Thank you.
That's all right. You're welcome.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.